So let's talk about what the Fed just did and then a lot of reactions that took place. So here's an analogy I want to make out there for you poker players out there. So let's think of this. If you're sitting at a poker table and the cards are being dealt and you lift up and you have your cards and all of a sudden you notice, oh man, I got four aces. I got four aces. I'm probably not going to get beat. What do you do? Do you jump up from the table and you start screaming, woohoo, and then throw, say, all in? No, because then everybody knows what you got. So what they do is they sit there and they say, interesting. Okay, I'll bet a little bit. I'll bet a little bit. Why? Well, they don't want to show their cards. They don't want people to know what they got because, you know, the obvious. So if the Federal Reserve came out and said, okay, guys, we're going to pause and never raise rates again, and we're probably looking to pivot by the end of the year, what would happen to the markets? You'd see the markets rally and everything else. So what we want to do is dissect some of the economic news that we have out there right now, because many mainstream media is saying, okay, the Federal Reserve came in and they're going to halt rates right now. They're going to pause, but there's two more rate increases coming. Well, the first thing is I can't find that data. If you analyze the transcripts like I do, you're going to go through it, and the same verbiage that they went over this time is the same verbiage they had all the other times, okay? So that's one piece of this puzzle. Then actually, as you start looking at the economic data that's coming in, things are getting worse and worse and worse. Okay, so let's go over to what some of the things that are happening right now. Federal Reserve holds key rate at 5%, which we know that. The next piece is, here's what the stock market's doing. Stock market's up 350 points. Why? Because they know two rate hikes are coming? No, because they analyze the data. So yesterday's initial reaction is always what it is when the Federal Reserve raises rates, and then give it a little bit of time, usually the next day, by midday, the markets start really analyzing the data and say, hey, this isn't as bad as we think. So another thing I want to show you guys is this. Well, the headlines are saying Fed leaves rates unchanged, seeing two small hikes by the end of 2023. That's that one. Federal Chairman Powell, nearly all FOMC meetings think there will be rate hikes ahead. Okay, this is what the media is telling us, and this is what the people on the Fed are telling us. They tell us back in 2020. Remember September of 2020, they came in, and the Federal Reserve's latest policy statement shows that officials expect to leave interest rates near zero for years. Years. Through at least 2023. Well, what happened in 2022? We had the most rate hikes ever in history. So do you get what I'm getting at? The Federal Reserve's trying to hold their cards tight to their chest and not reveal what they're going through. But once you analyze all this data, you can kind of figure that out. So let's get over to some more of the data that they analyzed to see, is the economy really going as robust as they think? Well, let's go through some of these numbers that just came out between yesterday and today, because yesterday I didn't go through the economic calendar. Let me find a pair of glasses here that work. So the first thing we want to look at is they look at the inflation numbers. So if we look at the inflation numbers for this week, we have consumer inflation numbers. Right here is the CPI. Okay, you have that is the last reading here. Hold on, let's get CPI year over year. Okay, year over year, the previous reading was 4.9. It came in at 4, okay, almost 1% down. Remember just a year ago, well, not even that, a year ago, we're at 9%. So we're less than half. We've chiseled off that much of it. Okay, so then you go down through here. Now we're starting to see on the producer side of the equation, producer prices are coming in, they're actually going down. Okay, so previously producer price index was up 0.2%. So on the producer side, the people making this stuff, their cost increased by two-tenths of a percent last time. What was it this time? Minus 0.3. A dismal reading. PPI year over year went from 2.3 to 1.1, half. It cut in half. Okay, so now let's go down to today's data. Thursday, we have initial jobless claims. This is where the Federal Reserve says we need more and more people unemployed. Well, they're getting it. The last reading was 262,000. That was revised. But this reading was supposed to come in at 245,000. 262,000 people filed for the first time job unemployments. So that is in line. It is increasing. Then you have retail sales. They're holding decently strong right here. The last reading was 0.4. They thought it was going to come in at negative 0.2. It came in positive 0.3. And then you start seeing here, retail sales minus auto went from a positive 0.4 to a 0.1. Okay, so now those things are starting to come back down. Look at import prices, the prices of imports. They were up 0.3, they were down 0.6. Import price index feeling was zero, minus 0.5. All these numbers, basically, if I analyze these numbers, it's looking pretty bad. So why is the stock market way up? Well, because they're thinking the Federal Reserve is done. So that's what our analysis is of today. So I just wanted to give you a recap of what they talked about yesterday, what's going on with the Fed. Let's see what's happening to mortgage rates right now. Well, we have the Dow Jones up 300 points. So my expectations were maybe people are pulling out of bonds, pushing up mortgage rates. Well, no, we have mortgage rates coming down. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is what I see on a daily basis because I'm a mortgage advisor. So what we're seeing on the screen right now is the 10-year treasury. We don't really pay much attention to that, but we pay attention to the MBS. What the MBS market is a mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street that actually tells us, you know, where the mortgage rates are going to be. So this number here represents the price of the bond. And what you're seeing right through here, which you can't really see, if you squeeze in, you can kind of see it's plus 13. All you need to know is this is the price of the bond. If the bond price goes up, what's going to happen to rates? Rates are coming down. So right now we have the Dow Jones up over 300 points and we have mortgage rates starting to ease. Look at this drop right through here. We went from here at opening bell when people started analyzing it and then we just plummeted. So I'm expecting mortgage rates to get a little bit better today. But don't forget, guys, we have $1 trillion in treasuries hitting the market that's going to take up a lot of liquidity in the bond market. Thus, mortgage rates are going to stay steady. They should. If that didn't take effect, you'd see mortgage rates drop about 0.5%. Because of the liquidity issues of the treasury bond, you're going to see, you know, not very many big moves in mortgage rates over the coming days and maybe the coming weeks. So where are rates right now? Shoot, I forgot to bring those up. So let's go to Mortgage News Daily. You click Mortgage News Daily, hit mortgage rates right here. They're starting to come down. Now, this is where we were at the end of yesterday because Mortgage News Daily is always lagging a little bit. They haven't reposted today. What you're seeing on your screen right now is the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. So these are issued by Mortgage News Daily every day. The analysis of this is the survey sent out questions such as this. If you had a borrower, and this is to banks, if you had a borrower that was looking to buy their first house, first-time home buyer, it's going to be their primary home and a single-family home, just a single-family unit, and they have a 740 credit score, but get it, they get it, have a 20% down payment. So if that's you, it's probably right where your rate's going to be. If it's not you, you're like, hey, Dan, I called you guys yesterday and talked to you guys. My rate's a little bit higher than that. Well, the reason being is you probably have, maybe you don't have that big of a credit score. You might not be buying a single family home or your first house, or you might not be putting down 20%. So what would you qualify? What kind of loans are out there? Are you kicking the tire? Do you qualify for a home? Well, if you want to find out those answers, visit me at therateupdate.com right there. This is me. My name is Dan Freya. I do the mortgage update every day to inform you guys everything real estate and what's going on in the economy. And I like to answer the questions of why is that happening? So that's what I do here on my channel every day. So if you're out in the market and you're looking to get pre-approved, maybe to buy your first home, you're looking to say, hey, Dan, is it, you know, I'm looking at my first investment property. How do I do this? Or maybe you're looking at a debt consolidation loan. You have a ton of equity in your house, but unfortunately you ran up a bunch of credit cards and you need a home equity loan maybe. We can help you with those as well. So if you want to reach out to us, I'd love to talk to you and love to hear from you. All you need to do is give us a call, 844-775-5626, or apply online. There's a link right there for you to go and apply online. But if you're like, Dan, I got some questions. You're not available during the day because I'm working. How can I talk to somebody to get answers to the questions I have? Well, we have a consultation button down below. All you need to do is hit that, schedule a day and time, and you'll have a one-on-one meeting with me or one of my mortgage advisors to help you guys navigate this process. So thank you so much for watching. God bless, guys. I hope you understand the markets now and why, you know, we got to give it a little time once the Fed does announce things for the market to digest that data, figure out what they said, and really kind of figure out what's the projection of where we're going in the future. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for watching. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.